With Bookmate, I'm Don Swaim. J.P. Miller writes for television and the screen, best known for Days of Wine and Roses. He's also a novelist. His third is called The Skook. Born in San Antonio, J.P. Miller was 17 when he sold a short story to Wild West Weekly.
They never printed it.
They didn't?
No, they didn't print it. But you got
the check.
They sent me a check for $25, which was all the money I made out of writing for quite a few years. I thought I was a big author.
Had a feeling that you'd rather see it in print than to have the $25.
I've been glad to give them the $25 back if they'd have printed it.
After Rice University, a tour in the Navy, a year at the Yale Drama School, J.P. Miller sold floor furnaces in Texas and air conditioners in New York. By this time, it was the mid-1950s, the days of live television drama, and he left a TV script with a friend at NBC who put it on the desk of an executive.
A couple of days later, she called me up and said, "Who's your agent?" I said, "I don't have one." She said, "Well, how'd I get this script?" I said, "I brought it up there," and she said, "If I'd known that, I wouldn't have read it. We don't accept unsolicited manuscripts."
That script was Hide and Seek, dramatized in the Philco Playhouse in 1954. Then Miller began turning out dramas by the dozen.
I had all these stories backed up in my head that wanted to come out.
Days of Wine and Roses was his smash. Cliff Robertson and Piper Laurie were in the TV version, Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick in the movie.
Everybody should have Days of Wine and Roses. Every writer, you know, should have one of those. They might not know my name, but they know that name.
Days of Wine and Roses was about alcoholism.
I myself was never an alcoholic, but I did my best. You know, I did my share of drinking. It just didn't take.
J.P. Miller's novel, The Skook, is about a man trapped in a cave along the Delaware River, where he's threatened by monsters of the mind and saved by a fanciful creation of his own imagination. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. J.P. Miller may have turned out dozens of movie scripts and television dramas, the best known Days of Wine and Roses, but he's also a full-fledged novelist. The latest is The Skook. Miller has come a long way since his days in rural Texas during the Depression.
He used to get a buck a day from what they call can see to can't.
What is that?
The can see to can't. That's when you can see, you start working. When you can't see anymore, you stop.
Miller composed his first book in 1968. It was called The Race for Home.
First novels are autobiographical. They're all about the guy or the gal when they were young.
Miller admits he had problems in making the transition from scripts to novels with their narrative demands.
It was like starting over again.
In The Skook, J.P. Miller writes of a man trapped in a cave, his promiscuous wife, and a crooked lawyer who hopes to make a financial killing. Miller says he writes spontaneously and was unable to see through the darkness of his fictional cave until his hero did.
Once he got a light, and when he saw the cave, I saw the cave.
Miller uses the cave as a metaphor.
We're all in a cave, some in bigger and darker caves than others, and some with more monsters in them than others.
An imaginary creature called the Skook glows in the darkness of the cave and is also found as a hologram on the book's dust jacket, said to be the first three-dimensional picture ever used on the cover of a novel.
I drew a sketch of the Skook. Then Warner Books had a sculptor make a small figure in three dimensions, and then it was shot with laser photography to make it look like a three-dimensional object in spite of the fact that it's on a flat surface.
J.P. Miller, who says the hologram on the cover of his novel, The Skook, still seems like magic to him. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.